Welcome to the Killer Frogs, the podcast all about TCU athletics from the fans' point of view. My name is Sean Fouché, and this is episode 181 for Wednesday, November 9th of 2022. And joining me on this week's podcast is TCU Hall of Famer Shannon Brazil. Hey, Shannon.
What's up, brother? It's going down this week. I'm nervous but excited at the same time. This is one of those make or break games, and I am so interested to see how we're going to really put everything behind us and just play for one game. And I'm so excited for this opportunity just to be a fan.
This is definitely one of those games that I think every Frog fan has had circled on their calendar since the beginning of the season for more reasons than one. I mean, obviously it's Texas, but you know, with the Gary Patterson, you know, storyline here and everything else that's been going on this season, of course, the Frogs coming into this 9-0 after beating Texas Tech 34-24 on Saturday. It's going to set up a very interesting matchup, and it's going to be a storyline all week long with game day showing up in Austin.
Yeah, that makes it more exciting. Gives it definitely builds up the hype, for sure.
It does, and we got a little bit more hype as the college football playoff rankings came out today, and we'll get to that in just a minute, but let's not shortchange our friends from the land of tumbleweeds and cacti. Let's talk a little bit about this Texas Tech game, because this was a game that we talked about last week, and we all kind of had some pretty strong opinions as far as what the prediction was going to be at the end of the game. And outside of the fact that if we were able to put it in at the end with 3 minutes to go on that 4th-and-1, if we were able to score again, I think I would have been pretty close, because it would have been almost 41-17 at that point. But we weren't able to get that last 4th-and-1, and of course Tech scored a garbage touchdown. But still, TCU finding a way to win, and I don't even really think that that's probably the right way of putting it. I think this team is just resilient. They don't give up, and they'll wear you down, and they wait for their chance, and they strike, and they have a lot of weapons to be able to do it. So, Shannon, let's talk a little bit about this game, and let's start with the defense, because this was an area that I've mentioned in the past. I've even posted on the board. People have, you know, gotten a little grief out of some of the members for the way that I've actually phrased how the defense doesn't seem to really take care of business in that first half. This is a game, though, where they came out and they kind of felt like from beginning to end they were kind of controlling the game like we normally see a TCU defense. It was the offense that was a little slow to start. How did you feel about the defensive performance in this one?
Well, I do believe we are a true definition of a rubber band defense. You know, we'll bend, but we will not break. And we hang in there long enough just to get things together. We hung in there. I mean, we only gave up 195 yards. That's you know, a team like that can strike, that can score. And I believe we had like 234, something like that. So, you know, they did what they needed to do. They created a turnover, I believe. We had one turnover to their one. So any opportunity you have to get your offense the ball in a game like this, where we're going to get everybody's best shot. Again, been saying that all year. Nobody thought, and I will call them the Texas Tech Red Raiders this week, because I believe they played us a little bit better than I thought. So I will give them respect where respect is due. But I personally thought it was us with the self-inflicted wounds, if you will. I think we just didn't handle business like we should have early on. Besides the kickoff return, punt return right out of the gate. And so after that, energy's high. You got to feed off that momentum. You got to. You mean, that's when you have a chance to start burying people, because, I mean, it's one of those, they just hit me right in the mouth, and the fight's just getting going. So, you know, I believe the defense, they did what they needed to do. I'm still yet to see what I need to see out of them. I'm praying and hoping that happens Saturday, because it's going to have to.
Yeah, it definitely has to happen. I mean, the problem with this team is also one of the major blessings, and that is we haven't seen a full four quarters of Horned Frog football out of this particular team on either side of the ball. And, you know, we're starting to see this team start to gel. And this week, I know a lot of TCU fans, when they were watching this game, they kind of felt like, man, what is up with this team? They were hoping that this game was going to be a lot bigger result and in the final score than what it actually was. But I think you're right. I mean, I think the bend don't break mentality has kind of been ours the entire season. And I think this defensive showing this Saturday has been fantastic from the Frogs. I think it was another one of those games that if you just take away and kind of step back and you take a look at the score, yeah, we were up 13-10 going into halftime. That was more of an indictment on the offense than it was the defense. And then if you go and you take a look at the second half, they score that one touchdown in the second half, and they don't get another one until garbage time, you know, with only a couple minutes left to play in the game. That that is a great defensive performance from this particular team. And if they could put things together, and it's going to be difficult on Saturday against Texas, if they could put it together for four straight quarters, who knows what this team can actually do.
Right. And so, and to your point, you're right. I mean, you're going to have time. It's 10-13 after being 10-7, 10-13, we go up, and then they come back and they score 17-13 for the third quarter. But then if you look at the fourth quarter, it's 17-20, 17-27, 17-34. I mean, then they score, you know, they get a garbage touchdown. So that tells you right there, the defense did what they needed to do to tighten up in the fourth quarter when it counted, because it's a full quarter game. And so you can't be displeased. Oh, I mean, you know, if you want to overall, okay, whatever the case may be, but that's not a testament to the defense. That's the offense. So defense played a solid game. Now, as a fan and a person watching the game as we are, we're a little bit more critical. Would we like to see our defense kind of dominate for four straight quarters? Well, we're waiting to see that. Well, that's yet to be seen. And so getting deep into the season, I think those games have got to start happening, and it starts Saturday. Because if you look at the schedule, we're at Texas. We got to handle business there. Then we go to Baylor. We got to handle business there. You know what I mean? So, you know, we win that Texas game. Baylor's not going to be a pushover. They're going to play the hell out of us, as we know. And then we got Iowa back at the house. So it's not like it gets any easier. But if we want to stay in that top spot and win or lose, show the world, especially with game day being there, that no matter what, we fought our ass off. We're very capable having an oops game, but really still finishing strong. It's football, guys. Anything can happen. But right now, I'm just like, we're 0-0. It's third quarter, and we've got to win this game. Like, we've got to win this game in order to finish out our season strong and get what they've been fighting for. I tell people all the time, we said on this show, we don't know what they're fighting for. Obviously, they're fighting to win the division. Obviously, they're fighting to get past that and make history. But I still think it's deeper than something else. Whatever that is, whether it's them playing for themselves, whether they're playing for just that locker room and nobody else, that's what holds this team together. And that's what you see on Saturdays when things kind of falter. They get it together every time. And it's not by default. They will it, and they get it together. So I have a lot of confidence in this team. I think it's going to be a great weekend. I am hoping and praying that we would just see this team play four quarters. And yes, there are going to be mistakes. Yeah, it's going to be I think it's going to be like opening day where you know the jitters are there and all that kind of good stuff. But this is the game. This is the one that's going to make us and break us, meaning from this playoff and where we end up and all those kind of things. Because we're good right now, guys. Even if we were to lose, I want everybody to panic, because people will do that. It's one loss. And I'm just being a critic and having to tell the truth. I had us to lose one game this year, and my two teams that I picked was Oklahoma State or Texas, right? Well, we already took care of one. Now we got to take care of the other one.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully you're wrong on both counts.
I'm with you.
Hopefully we don't lose this game against Texas.
I just didn't know how we would play. And again, you got to make a prediction at the beginning of the season. And man, seeing what I've seen, and obviously my heart's with them. But if I'm wearing my Killer Frost political hat, this is going to be a game they have to win, and I hope they do. But, you know, win, lose, or draw, I still think we're good. And a lot of that's going to be how we play.
Period. Well, definitely. I 100%. And even at the beginning of the season, for those of you who joined us for our State of the Frogdom, John Denton and Larry Burdine had us at 8 and 9 wins respectively as the ceiling for this particular team. And I think we've already exceeded that as far as what the fans would be considered to be, you know, an unbelievable season. I don't think anybody, except for those who were just always going to say we're going to go undefeated, would have predicted that this team was sitting at 9-0 at this point in the season going into Texas. But you know, going back to your point, it's interesting because, you know, this defense, and you talked about this team as a team, not just as a defensive unit, but the whole team does seem to be fighting for something that we're not quite clued in on yet. And they don't panic. And that's right. something that, you know, in teams in past, you kind of feel like, okay, the game is starting to slip away. The game is starting to get away from you. Going back and watching that Baylor Tech game a couple of weeks ago, that's exactly what happened to Tech. They panicked, things start getting away from them, and the next thing you know, it was just, it snowballed out of control on them. This team, on the other hand, no matter what happens, if they're down against Oklahoma State, if they're down against Kansas State, even if they have a couple of really, really bad series to start the second half and they get down to Texas Tech, they don't panic. They lift each other up and they find a way. Like you said, I think, willed it. And, you know, that's probably the best way to actually put it. This team is doing a fantastic job of willing themselves in these particular games, and I think the media has certainly seen that. But looking forward to next week, the offense has definitely got to step it up. But I will say one thing, where the defense is kind of a bend don't break, the one thing I really have appreciated out of this offensive scheme that Riley has brought is that going along that same line of not panicking, they aren't going away from the run. They aren't abandoning things that they know will work with the personnel that we have, with things like with guys like Miller and DeMarcado. They're constantly pounding the ball and wearing down the defense. It is a body shot kind of boxer match where you're gonna go in, you're gonna try to dominate in the trenches, you're gonna try to beat them up, you're gonna wear them down, and then eventually the dam will break towards the end of the game, and they're counting on that defense to keep them in it for the game to be able to make that happen. And so far, it's working.
Yeah, that's a good form, and you're right, because the thing about it is you can't get away from the run. You have to control the game, the clock. You have to control the game. You got to stay in there, and you got to get those hard yards. You got to make it, second down, short yard distance. You got to give Duggan something to work with when he's, seven to 5 yards for a first down on third down. Mind you, we didn't do well on third down. We were 0-for-3 on third down. And I'm sorry, maybe it was a third down or fourth down, but we didn't do well in that area. So fourth down, I'm sorry, it was fourth down, 0-3 and fourth down. So
we weren't very good in third down either.
We weren't too good there, but definitely 0-3. Like, you're going to have to put those plays together to make those. And my thing is, if you're looking at third and five, it gives you a better opportunity on those fourth down opportunities that you go for. So, and to me, that's just, you got your hell of a running back, two hell of a five running backs. You got one, we got a middle of 1,000 yards, right? He's already 1,000. I think it's 1,009 yards. So he's a dog. You got to run him. And it just takes that pressure off our quarterback. And so, if we can just manage the game, go in and just kind of settle things down and, control the game with our run and then pop them, because we have so many weapons on the outside. Obviously Texas has some weapons, but I think we match up well with them. I love our chances. And, I went back looking at some scores tonight and some of the games they played in. When they're down, when they're out, they're out. When they play Texas, when they play bad, they play bad. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those situations where I think if we just hit them in the mouth, and we hit them in the mouth, and we withstand their charges, I know they'll break, because their record has showed in the games I've seen them play and some of those losses, they just folded. You know what I mean? So I think we just have to stay consistent. We have to stay with the run. We have to stay balanced. We have to take a little pressure off Matt Duggan. We have to take some pressure off him so he can play more relaxed and then be him, right? And then do what he does, because once he does that and he's comfortable, we're rolling. We roll off that.
Yeah, and getting Max going a lot sooner in this game is definitely going to be helpful, but missing QJ in this game was a big, big hole. I mean, it was a noticeable hole in the offense this time around. We also had some noticeable absentees. Wiley, where was Wiley? Mm-hmm. I understand what Riley was trying to do with the offensive scheme, and I know a lot of people were kind of upset not seeing, Wiley out there catching balls, but that defensive line for Texas Tech is ridiculously talented. That's probably the best unit on their entire team. And if you don't believe me, go back and watch all the games that Texas Tech has been in. That line has kept that team close going into late third quarter, early fourth quarter, in almost every single game. If it wasn't for that line, Texas Tech would have been blown off the field by almost everybody in this league all year long. And I know it looks that way when you look at the final score, but that's only because the dam bursts on Texas Tech at the end of the fourth quarter. The game plan, it seemed like on Saturday, was go right at them, hard, heavy, like I said, body blows as much as possible. And Wiley was part of that plan. It wasn't necessarily to use him as a receiver, but use him as a blocker, to use him as somebody to kind of, you know, body blow that defensive line. And he didn't do a great job, I'll have to admit. He did get blown off the line several times. But overall, I think the game plan was sound. But noticing that Max wasn't quite as comfortable in this game as he has in the past. I don't know if that was the distraction that's been going on, the House of Duggan thing, the Hypno-Toad thing. I don't know. The whole Heisman talk, Joel Klatt, who's probably one of his biggest fanboys in the media, coming into town with NFL, with the kickoff with Fox. I don't know what it was was going in his head. Yeah, but he just did not look very comfortable out there. And by the time he did actually start getting going, it wasn't as consistent. It wasn't kind of the consistent Max. But he made some key throws when he needed to make it and really busted the game wide open. So I think you're right. I think getting Max going in this game is going to be critical. And now, talking about the setup of this Texas game, let's talk a little bit about the news that broke tonight, and that is the college football playoffs. Week two, the rankings have come out, and TCU has gone from number 7 to number 4. That's huge.
That's very big. I love it. Here's my thought, and everybody can, you know, have, you know, their opinion on it, but mine is, you know, they heard enough racket. They heard enough analysts speaking on us. We are a fan favorite out there amongst people in the media, and people, I think, you know, they said, okay, we're gonna put TCU up in there, and rightfully so. I think we should have been there. But here's the deal: they do it, in my opinion, because we're going into Texas. It's a big game, and I'm willing. This is my thought: is they got us there and say, okay, we're gonna put them in there now, because if they lose it against Texas, they're done. We don't have to have this conversation anymore. We've done our thing, and we won't sniff anywhere around it, no matter how we finish out. But at this point, my opinion is we just have to handle our business, because no matter what we do, it's never good enough. With judges, with the board, with whoever, the ranking committee, whatever, it's never good enough. There's always that but I spoke about a couple shows ago. We just have to go play our game and take care of TCU. This is the week where you mentioned Duggan and all the – maybe distractions. This is where none of that can happen this week. We've got to shut those doors. We've got to keep people. Hey, this is one of those practices. I wouldn't be mad at Coach. Everybody go away. We need to focus this week on, you know, just us, just the family, just the inner room. And we need to come up with a solid game plan and do what we need to do during the week to execute that, so we're ready to fire on all cylinders on Saturday. Because it's that important. We win this game, the sky's the limit. I believe without a shadow of a doubt, we went out, we do what we need to do. They can't drop us now. We've known how they've done us in the past with the shenanigans, as you mentioned before the show. We'll see what happened. But we went out, they can't drop us. So our destiny's in our own hands. I don't even want to blame anybody no more. I don't care about people who don't like us. I don't care about none of that at this point, because we're there. Our job is to stay there. So I feel good about it. I hope the team is not looking at that. I hope Coach went in there and said, guys, if you're paying attention to us being in the top four right now, your mind is on the wrong thing, because that ain't our goal. You know what I mean? Our goal is to win out and take our one game at a time and see where the chips lay at the end of the season. And everything we work for, if we do what we're supposed to do, will come to fruition. But it starts with one game, and that's Saturday. We've got to beat Texas and control our own destiny starting with Texas. Meaning right now this week, we're 0-0. Our season just starting right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I think you're right as far as why the committee ranked us at 4 at this point. Because I honestly thought they were going to put Tennessee at 4 and we were going to be sitting at 5. And I think they really did it because, of course, they think we're going to go in and we're going to lose at Texas. But I think it's a double-edged sword there, because what they have now done is they have now ranked all the remaining undefeated teams as 1, 2, 3, and 4. They've now basically given control of their destiny to TCU. TCU no longer has this sort of Damocles hanging over their head that, well, you know, we've got this one loss Tennessee sitting in front of us, and what can we possibly do on our resume to get it? All that's gone now. It's completely gone. Mm-hmm. And they may have done it initially just to think, oh, we're going to set up a top four against Texas. And when TCU loses, woo. No, what you've just done is you've just removed, we're talking about distractions, you've just removed probably one of the biggest distractions if any of those guys in that locker room are looking at rankings. Because who cares? Great, we've accomplished it. We're in the top four. There's nowhere we can go except for down. So you know what? Let's just take care of the game in front of us. And so the rankings mean nothing to this team anymore, if they even did in the first place. And I agree with you, I don't think they were. But even if they were, that's gone. That distraction is completely 100% gone. And now all of the distractions are centered on that ugly orange team in Austin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what beautiful way to listen. I love it. It's going to come down to a hell of a game. The atmosphere is going to be great. This is what you play football for. Man, this is one of those things I wish I was like, this is something as an old school player, you want to play in this type of game. It's going to be a dogfight. You're going into a very 4-2 Texas team, but they have so much talent with the running back and the Brown as a receiver and Mr. Mullet Man, who can throw the ball all over the field. It's going to be a good football game. All I say is we've just got to do what we've got to do to take care of our business and treat them like they are. Again, we watched plenty of videotape. I'm sure they saw the Kansas game. I'm sure they saw, you know, the games where they just played poorly. I'm sure we have dissected these guys to the fullest. Now, on the other hand of that, they have Gary. This week, Gary will play a big part in this, in the Texas, you know, win or loss. Bottom line, he's going to – I've been telling people – I've been saying it every day. I keep hearing these comments and I'm reading these tweets and stuff like that. Gary – Patterson, as a person, he's cool with me. That's my guy as far as being my DC. You know, he's old news to me right now. To me, as a person, he's now on the other side of the football. He is now my competition. I don't like Gary this week. I care less about him. We need to beat Gary because I'm going to say it again. If you guys who are listening to this or will listen to this show love Gary and think he cares about us this week or cares about us all year, you're sorely mistaken. Gary's Super Bowl, if you will, Gary's whatever, he holds his hat on this week. Point blank, period. He wants this win. He needs this win. He's going to do everything in his power to have that defense ready.
Yeah, he will. And I tell you what, though, TCU holds the trump card. And that trump card has the face of Sonny Dykes on it.
Yes, because sir.
If there was one coach in this country who could frustrate right. Gary Patterson more, it's Sonny Dykes.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, if we had anybody else at the helm and we were sitting at 9-0 going into this game, I would feel a lot more trepidation because Sonny Dykes is one of those guys that always seems to get under Gary Patterson's skin. Now,
to my point, that's part of it too. Right. That's part of it too. That's why I say that.
Now, you know, I think a blessing for Texas is that he's not going to be on the sideline calling plays. So, you know, he'll certainly be in. He'll definitely be talking to, you know, his defense about the offensive personnel that we've got. He's definitely got a lot of good information about that. He's got a lot of tape. I'll tell you what, I'm starting to see some stuff out of this offense, and I'm starting to see some things out of this defense that has evolved over the last couple of weeks. There are some different looks. There are some different personnel packages that we're seeing. There's a couple different formations that I haven't seen over the last couple of weeks that we've seen. I honestly think that Sonny and Riley and Gillespie have kind of been holding some things close to the vest, and I think the dam's going to break on Saturday. What do you think, Shannon?
That's a good point, because I'm sitting there shaking my head. I was going to be devil's advocate. I was like, do we hold true to who we are and do what we do and say, hey, we're going to go play good on good, and they got our play, they saw us, they scouted us? Or do we say, okay, we play to win, and we're going to do what we need to do to switch some things up, some things Gary hadn't seen, put them in some situations where they have to call the time, whatever the case may be, and really play this chess match to win the ball game, right? So, you know, I don't know. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in those meetings right now, because I don't know. I'm trying to think in the past when SMU has played us, the 2 years they beat us, what was said in those weeks in those meetings, because again, I've always said when he was with Coach Dykes was with SMU, that we were their Super Bowl, because after that they didn't do anything. They never did anything. They never did one thing. And so I just felt like he played his best game against Gary. He had Gary's number. And so that's going to be very, very interesting to see this week as well. So to your point, that adds a little bit more exciting to me, because when you start speaking, I knew you were going. So I'm like, that's a good point. We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see.
It will be, and I'm here for it. I can't wait for this game because this is going to be one of those games. You're right; it's not going to be a good game. It's going to be a great game, and I really hope at the end of the night we come away victorious. But you know, win or lose, I'm so proud of this team, and they have exceeded all expectations. I'm not saying that I'm expecting us to lose, and I know you mentioned at the beginning that you kind of had you know, this game as a possible loss, and I know you're not expecting us to lose because I do think this team is going to be able to pull this one off in Texas. But, you know, Vegas is currently setting at a 7-point dog for this particular game for TCU, so that's interesting. I think ESPN had us at a 23% favorite to win the game.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I hope Sonny printed that out and put that on the bulletin board and just kind of went, see, this is the only thing we need to look at this week. Because this team can absolutely take it to Texas. Absolutely.
Yep.
And I think one of the big things that the national media has overlooked on about the TCU at this particular point is the fact that this team hunts together. It really has been the definitive, you know, the epitome of that statement that we've had at TCU for a long time. These guys hunt together, both on offense and in defense, and I think they can put all four quarters together Saturday in Texas, and I think it's going to be glorious to see.
Yep. Well, that whole saying, eat what you kill, well, this team, they kill together. They're going to feast together. They're going to, you know, I don't care who's doing the killing, he's going to celebrate, he's going to feed the team. And I love that about us, man. I'm telling you, I was speaking to a friend of mine tonight, Shannon Fletcher, who's a chief of staff of the DEA's office, and she's a Texas girl. And she was saying, Shannon, she's a Texas girl, but she got her master's or something, doctorate or something like that at TCU. She said, Shannon, something about this team is different. Something's different. She said, Shannon, you guys going to do well. This is a female who loves food, and I love to hear that because that's what we've been saying. You know, and she says, Shannon, it's just something about y'all's team is different. And I'm like, well, I'm glad that she said it because, like, everybody sees that. It's something about this season has been special. Nobody can put their hand up. We're enjoying it. I'm loving the ride, and I want to continue this ride. But I just think it all will come together Saturday. Everything, the ups, the downs, the bruises, the Matt Duggan story, everything he's been through with his health, everything I think will come to play in this game. And when you do that, it'll be emotional for them. I think they're going to fight like hell together. And I would love to just see them come together and dominate Texas. That would be beautiful to me. Even though I know it's going to be a good game, it sure would be beautiful to really take it to Texas there in front of all those people. And the bonus is Gary's there.
Yes, I agree. Well, to that end, we've come to the end of our show, so it's time for predictions. So, Shannon, what do you think the final score is going to be in Austin?
Texas, 30, TCU, Texas, 30, TCU's victorious.
Right, sorry, you kind of glitched on me. What was the score again?
35-30, TCU.
35-30, okay, yeah. So, you and I are kind of in the same area as far as what we're thinking as far as scores. I'm thinking 34. I think it's going to be more like 34-27 in this particular game. And I think the defense is going to shock some people. I think that Texas is going to have a chance at the end of the game, but I think defense is going to shut it down and win it for us, prevent it to go to overtime in Austin. I think it's going to be a really good game, but I think it's going to be a tight one. Overall, though, man, this season has been one heck of a ride. Absolutely one heck of a ride.
Yeah.
And so with that,
it's been great. To your point, it's been everything and then some, and I've enjoyed the home games. I've enjoyed the team. I've enjoyed everything. It's not over yet. We're going to support them to the end, but this is going to be a team that you'll never forget. It's going to be a special year, especially with the new coaching changes, new staff. And as an old player, as I said, you know, way back when we first got going about Sunday, I never know how it's going to be when all the homegrown coaches you've been here, and, you know, for the years I've had coaches on that staff that I played for, and you never knew who I was going to go. You know, would they like us? Would they let us in? Would they, you know, bring us aboard and really let us be support? And they've done more than that. You know, so I'm excited. I'm happy for these guys, and I just really can't wait to see what happens.
Well, the excitement is certainly back around TCU football, and. To be honest with you, it looks like the entire athletic department is back to having fun again. If you don't follow any of the various teams on Twitter, you should go and check them out, because they were having a ball trolling Tech after that game on Saturday. Even the volleyball team got in on the action. It was fantastic to see. And that's it. Just again, it just shows that Sonny has brought a different energy to not just the department, but the entire school. And everybody is here for it. We're all excited to see it. Win or lose, we are back to supporting TCU football in a way that we, the fans, wanted this team to be back at. And it's been fantastic. So here's hoping that this ride continues on Saturday in Austin with another victory, and TCU continues this unbelievable climb. But our ride for tonight is over, so I want to thank everybody out there who's listening to the Killer Frogs. You can, of course, find us on all the major podcast platforms. We're on Apple and Google and Spotify and even Stitcher. And, of course, you can go to killerfrogs.com. You can read all about TCU Athletics on the Fan Zone and just, you know, go to the board. Sign up for a free account. We had a ton of new members over the last couple of weeks. Why don't you join? Why haven't you joined? Join up today. It's free. Let us know what you think the prediction is going to be in Texas. Or, you know, just have some fun with the rest of us TCU Horned Frog fans. And with that, we have come to the end of the podcast. It's time we get our frogs up. We get to say, go Frogs.
Go Frogs.